وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من صار على منواله واقتفى أثاره بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جماعة المسلمين. Today is the 19th day of the month of Ramadan, because it's episode 19. 1446 Hijra. In bracket again, 19th of the month of March 2025. We are just heading on, going on with the subsequent verses. In chapter 28, now we are moving with verse number 26. اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره. إن غير من استأجرك بقوي أمين.
قالت إحداهما يا أبت استأجره. إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. This is verse number 27, 26. Okay. You see, we are talking in the context of what happened when Prophet Musa alayhi salam was in Midian or Median. You see, and he took care of the two daughters of the old man in the vicinity, whom they refer to as وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ, and our father is an old person. So he drew water for them. They went back home earlier than expected, and the father expressed his astonishment as to how they didn't manage coming back earlier. And they told him, they gave him the narrative. Upon that, he felt highly elated, so to say. So he wanted to kind of reward what Musa did. Okay, so the daughter, one of them, gave an opinion. On that note, the recitation continues. قالت إهداهما استأجر. One of the two daughters said, استأجره, employ him. Daddy, as we said today, Baba, Papa, please give him employment. Istajir. You see, the employer is called al-mustajir, the employer. The employee is called al-ajir, and dog is called ijara. Alright. So ya abatistajirhu. Father, give him some work or hire him, like I've said. Then she defended her argument. إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. You see, the best employee you can ever get for you is the one that is strong and reliable and trustworthy. Okay, from where did she get the idea of القوي? Yeah, by being able to remove the cover of the well. Because the people in the locality were, after drawing water, they saw these daughters and they were harboring some animosity, so to say, against their father. They closed the well and by putting a huge rock. Only strong can do it. And they said he just took it out one-handedly. So he's qawi. And he is, I mean, because when the daughter was leading him to the father, she was in the front. He closes, I wouldn't like to see the steps of her leg. So she knew he is al-amin. Get it? So she said, "Inna khayra man ista'ajarta al-qawi al-amin." The best employee for you is the one that is strong and reliable and trustworthy. Next ayah.
إِنَّ إِلَّا أَتِيَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَحْجُرَهُ فَلَا
On reaching there, Qala, the old man, Shu'ayb, said, Inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatayn. But ala an, what? Ta'jurani thamaniya hijaj. Al-ayah. He said, Inni uridu, I want to marry you, one of my daughters. One of them. Why not both of them? No, it's haram. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. In chapter number 4. So I want you to get married to one of my daughters. But the mahar is for you to work for me for 8 consecutive years. Hijaj. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ. If you desire to complete up to 10 years by additional 2 years, that is from your own good behavior, is up to you, meaning. Okay? Then he said, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ. I do not intend to impose any hardship on you. ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصالحين. And Allah willing, you will find me one of the righteous people. Look at this beautiful engagement. You see, he wanted Prophet Musa to work for him. And تجدني. And he gave the lifespan for the engagement. ثمانية حجج. But if you feel like adding extra, to become 10 from an ending. That is, today we say it's your cup of tea. It's your own decision. To me, I don't want to just put hardship on you to ask more than expected. And you will find me a righteous person. And Prophet Musa agreed. He obliged him. Next ayah. نعم. سبحان الله.
ولما قضى موسى الأجل وسار بأهله آنس من جانب الطور نارا قال لأهله امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آنستم
نعم. Now, where in sit I what? قال ذلك بيني وبينك. Then Prophet Musa said, well, that is something between me and you. أيما الأجلين قضيت فلا أدوان علي. Any of the two timeline that I spend with you, فلا أدوان علي, there is nothing transgressive against me. والله على ما نقول وكيل. And Allah is witness to whatever we are saying. فلما قضى موسى الأجل. قضى, that is he made up. قضى can comes in Quran, it means death. Faqada Ali. It means he killed. It means also dying. It means as well qada, yani terminating a contract. Like this one. Falamma qada Musa al-ajal. When and qada also means decision by Allah. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Alright. So, فَلَمَّا قَضَى مُوسَى الْأَجَلَ. When Musa had completed the term, that is al-ajala. وَسَارَ بِأَهْلِهِ and departed. He went forth with his family. So you can see your wife is your ahl. If your wife is your wife, she is referred to as your ahl. That's why if you say Ahl Bayt al-Nabi, Aisha is part of Ahl Bayt. Unlike those with wrong aqidah, with wrong dogmatic, wrong idea, aberrational dogma, you see. So when he set forth with his own family, he noticed a fire, that is Anasa. Anasa min janibi turi naran. Anasa, to see something from far, to notice something, a glimpse of fire by the side of the mount. Now, qala li ahlihim kufu. He said to the family, stay here. Look at the Arabic here. Allah didn't say qala li ahlihim kuthi, because kuthi, she's a female, she's alone. According to grammar, he's the kuthi. Kuli, female. Ishrabi. Kuthi. Why did he give plural? Kuthu. This we call it plural of honor. Jam'u ta'zim. Plural of honor. You see, the Arab will tell his father, Wallahi ya Abi, lamma ji'tukum ma ra'aytukum. Oh daddy, when I came, I didn't find you. In plural, ma ra'aytukum. Dunus ma ra'aytuka, as an honor. So you say to your wife, lamma raja'tu ma tabakhtum lana ta'am. Tabakhtum? Alright, it's the plural of honor. He said, kufu inni anastu nara. I noticed what? Naran. That is a fire. Here, naran with indefinite article. Because A suggests indefinity. But the suggests definitive. The boy is different from a boy. The boy suggests familiarity. Oh, the boy arrives. A boy comes. Both of them, who is known, who is not known? A boy is not known, when you compare. So, in me earnest not to suggest something strange. In me earnest to naran, he was talking to his family, earnest to naran. I noticed a fire. That is what he said. Then he said, لَعَلِّي أَتِيكُم مِّنْهَا بِخَبَرٍ. Perhaps I bring some information to you, or an ember. That is jadwa. An ember, just a flash, a part of it. Or I can bring you an ember of that, from that very fire. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَسْطَلُونَ. So that you may warm yourself. Because the situation was very, very cold. So tastalun, you warm up, you throw away the Hamatan coal. Maybe she was pregnant in the darkness and there was cloud. He is alone. So you can imagine the difficult situation. All right, next ayah.
من شاف في وادي أي بيت بقعة مباركة من شاف في وادي أي بيت بقعة مباركة من الشجرة أي بيت يا موسى.
فلما أتاها when موسى عليه السلام أتاها reached it. It means what? The fire. Good. So when he reached that very fire, نودية من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن في البقعة المباركة. نودية, he was called. He was beckoned. He was summoned, so to say, okay? نودية من شاطئ الوادي الأيمن, from the right side of the valley. In the valley, he received a call. It's a divine call. From Shati. Shati means just a bank. Okay? Or the side of the valley of the blessed spot. Al Mubarakah is a blessed spot, blessed valley. Min al-shajara, from the bush. The call said, Anya Musa, Inni anallahu rabbul alamin. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. The call said, Ya Musa, Inni anallahu rabbul alamin. I am Allah, the Lord of the worlds. That is the call he received. So when he heard this call, that marked the beginning of his being commissioned to the divine messengership, not only prophethood but messengership. All the things that happened were preparatory to this commissioning day. It was the D-Day for Prophet Musa that marked transformation from just, if you like to say it, an ordinary citizen to somebody chosen by Allah, one of the biggest personalities in the history of mankind. Now, then you see, after being called, then Allah said, وَأَنْ أَلْقِ أَصَاكَ. In one place, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ قَالَ هِيَ أَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّوْ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِ وَلِي فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَىٰ قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَىٰ. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَسْأَىٰ. In the same place here, وَأَنْ أَلْقِ أَصَاكَ. Same narrative, but with different wordings, okay? And throw down your staff. Throw it down. فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزُ فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْأَى. In Surah Taha. Here, he threw it down, and then it metamorphosed automatically into a huge serpent. So when he saw it, tatas wiggling, you know, it was wiggling, moving fastly. كَأَنَّهَا جَانْ, as if it is possessed by the demonic possession. Subhanallah. وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا. Musa flee. He run away. You see? فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِي خِيفَةً مُوسَى قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. In chapter number 20, because one part of Quran translates another part. Al Quran yufassir ba'adhu ba'adha. Walam yaqib, he didn't look back. He wanted to run away. Allah says, Ya Musa, aqbil. Musa, come on. Ya Musa, come forward. Wala takhaf. Don't fear. Do not entertain any fear, because innaka min al-aminin, you are among those that are perfectly safe. You are safe here. La yakhafu ladayal mursalun. For that very valley, sacred valley. Next ayah. Now, he was being prepared, he was being given what they call the paraphernalia, you know, of power. You know, paraphernalia, take this, the staff, the turban, the horses, like we have today. Paraphernalia of power. Here, he's not being given paraphernalia of the power, but you say some preparing ground for him to go and do the job. And another one, Usluk yedeka fi jaybik. Allah says, put your hand in your pocket. Jayb. That is number one. Takhruj bayda, it will come out white. Highly illuminated. Min ghayr su, without any blemish. It's not because of leprosy. No. Wadmum ilayka janahaka min ar-rahbi. And praise your arm on your side, like this. Do it in the pocket and again. You see, signs given on to him. فَذَانِكَ بُرْهَانًا. These are two clear proofs. Show Fir'aun these. All right, in the pocket. If you want to feel comfortable, put your hand here. فَذَانِكَ, these two things are burhanan. If you want to give dual form of ذَلِكَ, you say ذَانِكَ. ذَلِكَ, one. Two, ذَانِكَ. Okay? Okay. فَذَانِكَ بُرْهَانَانِ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, a two proof from your Lord. To whom? إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ, to Pharaoh, وَمَلَئِهِ, and his dignitaries and his ministers and those around him. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ. They are truly sinful people, wayward, profligate people who come into nothing, profligate people. Next ayah. Qala, he said, who is that? Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi, my Lord, inni qataltu minhum nafsan, but I have killed one of them. It's a phrase. That's why I run from Egypt to Midian. If I don't go back to them, they are likely going to pursue and capture me. So he is kind of presenting his excuses to Allah the Almighty. Rabbi inni qataltu minhum nafsa. Oh my Lord, I killed one of them. Fa akhafu an yaqtulun. I fear they will kill me. Okay, next ayah. Naam. Read the an. وأخي هارون. هارون عليه السلام is said to be, and he is the elder brother of Prophet Musa. Some say just by 1 year. Allahu alam. That is his brother. So he felt that, well, Harun or Aaron in English can be of great importance in this perspective. So, Akhi Harun, there is my brother Harun, who afsahu minni lisana. He is more eloquent than I am. He speaks better with eloquence, with capacity. Musa used to be stammered. وَحَلُوا الْأُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So Saint Harun, who أَفْسَهُ مِنِّي لِسَانَ, he is more eloquent than me. So فَأَرْسُ يَا رَبْ, do send him to me Read Anne as a helper. He will support me. Read Anne. Yusaddiquni, confirming my words. Because inni akhaf an yukadhibun, I entertain fear, they will deny me. Now. Then Allah comforts Prophet Musa by saying, "Qala, sanashuddu 'adudaka bi akhi." Don't worry, we are going to support you and strengthen your arm by giving your brother to be with you. Wa naj'alu lakuma sultana. We are going to put a clear, a distinctive authority. Sultan, prove. Qul hatu burhanakum. So sultan, okay? فَلَا يَسِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا. They will not be able to touch you. They cannot. فَلَا يَسِلُونَ هُو. Fir'aun and his mala, they can never ever touch you. بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعُكُمَ الْغَالِبُ. If you go with my signs, أَنْتُمَا, both of you, and those with you, you are the ghalibun. You are the triumphant, the victorious, the successful. If Allah is with you, who can be against you? Nobody. Next ayah. فلما جاء موسى بآياتنا بينات قالوا ما هذا إلا سحر مفترى. Imagine. وما سمعنا بهذا في آبائنا الأولين. Alright. This is ayah number 31. 36. In chapter number what? Chapter number 28. Okay. Shu'ara is chapter what? 20. Shu'ara 6. That's good. After Shu'ara and Naml 20. Okay, Qasas. Okay. Tell me, okay, Furqan is. Don't look. Just tell me. Furqan, chapter 25. Which one is chapter 23? You have to memorize all this. Very important. Al Mu'minun. Which one is chapter number 17? Al-Isra. Which one is chapter 19? Maryam. Which one is chapter number 60? Think about it quickly. Again. 60. Chapter what? Yes, you, brothers. La hawla wa la. 60. Surah Al-Qaf. No, mumtahana. You looked back? Yes. Mumtahana is 60. Al-Ma'arij 70. Abasa wa tawalla 80. La uqsimu 90. Wal-Adiyat 100. Then An-Nasr 110, like these. Which one is chapter number 4? An-Nisa. Number 5? Beautiful. Like this, memorize it, okay? Then falamma ja'a Musa bil, did you read it? And falamma ja'a Musa bi ayatina bayyinatin. When Musa came to them with our clear signs and ayats, because ayatin bayyinatin, ayat here are qualified, that they are distinctively clear, clearly distinctive. So ayatin bayyinat, qalu, fir'auna and his dignitaries, his ministers said, ma hadha illa sihr muftara. This is just a concocted sorcery. Sihrun concocted what? Sorcery or magic. All right? وَمَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. We have never had something like this from our ancestors of the earth. You see, if you base your actions, your attitude on the precept of your predecessors, not based on knowledge, you will go astray. Definitely, you will miss your steps. Next ayah. وقال موسى, and Prophet Musa said unto them, Rabbi, my Lord, أعلم بمن جاء بالهدى, knows better who brings the guidance, من عنده, from his presence, ومن تكون العاقبة الدار. Allah knows who's going to have the sequel of the abode. Because عاقبة الدار, the final positive consequence if you obey Allah, the sequel of the abode. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِهُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Certainly, the wrongdoers shall not succeed. Because a zalim is somebody inflicting upon himself the wrongdoing attitude. Next ayah. And this is what Fir'aun said. He said, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي أو مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِي. All ye nobles, all ye dignitaries, talking to his own people around him, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ, I don't know of any god than myself. Alright? So he arrogated to himself the power of being worshipped, saying, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ. In one place he says, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى, I am the highest of your Lord. The same message here resonates by saying, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرِ, I don't know of any God to be worshipped غَيْرِ than me. Okay, what do you want? Then he gave an order to his minister, known as Haman. فَأَوْقِدْ لِيَ هَامَنْ عَلَى الطِّينِ. Oye Haman, fire up the bricks for me. Bricks, not the bricks. So I want you to put fire to hot sand, like mountains, for me to just, I want to mount it to go and see the God of Musa. Very mad, mentally challenged, mentally deranged. So Pharaoh, for me, Alopthin on the brings, Oye Haman, given an order, executive order. Allahu Akbar. Faj'alli sarhan, and I want you to build a tower for me. Tower. Today you have many towers in the world today. You have the Twin Towers of America in New York City, in Manhattan. You have the Tower of Burj Al Khalifa in UAE, in Dubai. You see building, 200 story buildings. Allah, that is human tower. But the tower of Allah towers above your towers. Oh yeah. So he says, فَجْعَلْنِي سَرْحًا, build for me, or make for me, build for me سَرْحًا, a tower. To do what? لَأَلِّي أَطَّلِعْ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ. Perhaps I want to ascend to the Lord of Musa. You know, ascending, going up. Descending, ascending, descending order in our mathematics, okay? So now he's saying, build for me a tower. Let me ascend to climb up, in other words, to go and see the Lord of Musa. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. I thought, my thinking that Musa is among the liars. Allah's prophet lying. Next ayah. واستكبر هو جنوده سو فرعون واستكبر behaved arrogantly, pomposely, hydra-headedly, all right, Pharaoh and those around him, his troops, in the land without any justification. وظنوا, they were thinking, أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون. They were thinking they will not come back to us. You see, الرجوع إلى الله هو ماذا؟ من يخبرنا منكم؟ ما من رجوع إلى الله؟ واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت يظلمون. Yeah, in Surah Al-Hashr. Fear the day you will be returned back to Allah. Okay, which day is the return? No, here in this world. When you die, you are taken back to Allah. Yeah. يوم الموت يوم الرجوع. Okay, are you going to be left in the room? The time we die, they bathe us, they enshroud us, we are taking shoulder high to the mother earth. يوم الرجوع يوم الموت. Stage 1, day of return, Al-Qiyamah, day of resurrection. I remember our great Muslim scholar of hadith, Sheikh Abu Ishaq Al-Huwaini, died yesterday. Imagine, I quoted his yesterday during my house of tafsir, Masjid al-Sahaba. I quoted him. Already is there? I don't know. La ilaha illallah. He's the great man of hadith, Al-Allama, Al-Muhaddith, Al-Sheikh Abu Ishaq Al-Huwaini. May Allah have mercy on him. May Allah accept his juhud for sanctifying the hadith of the Prophet. He has a book that I quoted yesterday. The name of the book is An-Nafila fil Ahadith al-Mawdu'ati wal-Batila. Additional information concerning ahadith that are fabricated and concocted, very important in sanctifying the hadith so that you rely on those that have been proved to be correct. All right? So Fir'aun became arrogant along with his own group in the land without justification, thinking they will not come back to us. They will not return to us. Now, Iqra. فأخذناه. We seized him. Seize. Who can spell seize among you? Seize. Let me seize this property. Who can spell seize in English? Yes. Sit down. Let's go. Yes. Spell it. S E I Z. Excellent. Is it a verb or a noun? Verb. Who can give me noun? Seizure. That is the noun. It's verbal. I want nominal. Yes. Seizure. You said yes. And I say yes. And? He was leaving? No, he gave me. Seize is a verb. What is the nominal counterpart of it? Like eat is a verb. Eating is a noun. Correct? All right. Give me the nominal part of seas. Educate is verb. Education is a noun. Get me? Back to you again. Seizure. If you don't produce certificate of this house, the house is going to be seized. There's going to be seizure on your property. So nobody can try. Let's try. S-E-A. That's good. Simple. Know the language. Very important. Okay? That is seizure. Seizure. Depending on how you pronounce it. You know, the American and British have ways of different English pronunciation. All right. And it's very important for all of us to know these things because of the reality of the time. So فَأَخَذْنَاهُ, we seized him, وَجُنُودُ, and his troops. فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ, we drowned them in the sea. We threw them in the water. The sea. You know what happened? Fir'auna was thrown into River Nile, along with his troops. Okay, where is your power? You are a god. Where is your godhead? When he saw himself dying, what did he say? That I believe in Allah. Allah says, Al-ana wa qad asayta wa kuntum al-mufsidin. Is it now too late to cry when the head is cut off, as they say? So we threw him into the sea. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Look at how was the end of the oppressors. More time? Next ayah. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. This is ayah number 41. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. We made them guides, leaders, inviting others to the hellfire. Oh yeah. Fir'aun was inviting people who care to listen to him to the hellfire. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. On the day of resurrection, qiyama, they will never be saved. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Next ayah. وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعَنَا. We pursued them in this world with a curse. You know, curse? Not cause, not cause. That's English. Just like fire, fear, fair, alright? And fair. Fair hearing, F-A-I-R, fair. The price of good is called the fair. The fair of good sign. There is F-A-R-E. And there is fire, F-I-R-E. Correct? Now, here, cause. C-R-E is Al-La'na, it's called cause. But cause, C-A-U-S-E, is causality. The cause of the trouble is X-Y-Z. That is cause. But this is cause. And there is cause. What caused everything in school? Correct? How do you differentiate the contextual sequence makes you know the differences in this utilization? Correct? So Allah says, وَأَتْبَعَنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعَنَا. In this life of the world, we pursued them with condemnation and اللَّعَنَا the cause. Not only that, وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, they shall be among those despised. Despised, wretched, excommunicated, rejected by Allah Almighty. Because despising, you are hated intensely. Waliyadhillah. How many minutes? Next ayah. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ. The end of the ayah. We did give Musa al-kitab, the book. Which book? The Torah. Is Torah today available? They call Torah the Torah. Is it available today? True Torah. In the Bible of the Christians, there is a part they call the Pentateuch. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. In the Old Testament of the Bible, they call this the Pentateuch. The five book of Moses, God and God. But how can you tell me? In Deuteronomy, there is a chapter where when you read, you know, clearly it's concoction. All right? But if قُلْ هَاتُوا بِالتَّوْرَةِ فَتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, produce the Torah, has gone away, concocted, interpolated, right? But the Quran can never ever be changed. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ إِنْدِ فِلْ لَوَدُ فِي اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If Quran had come from somebody, they will have found many discrepancies and contradictions therein, and it comes from Allah the Almighty clearly. So Allah said, we did give Musa, okay, Al-Kitab, the book. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ الْأُولَى بَصَائِرَ. After destroying the generations of the olden times, بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ, as a clear illumination for the people, وَهُدًا, as a guidance, وَرَمَةً, as a mercy, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, perchance they will remember. Because if you remember what happened to somebody negatively, you begin to correct your way. The how someone says, Gani Gawani, just like this. Next ayah. Allah says to his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِينَ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Ya Rasulullah, you were not on the western side. Okay? Jal Ghribi. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى, when we decreed the command to Musa, oh, concerning our issue and command. وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, you are not among those who witnessed the reality. Of course, when Prophet Musa was invited to go and, you know, collect the Nuskha, the Torah, was the Prophet there? That is why Al-Qur'an al-Karim, this book, is a miracle of miracles. He tells you what happened previously, what will happen before the end of the world. Even in Akhirah, it gives you information. Which book can tell you? That is why the enemies of Islam want to fight Quran. They cannot. Just wasting your time. If you want to spit at the sky, okay, do. You're not spitting. He who spits at the sky, that is his face. So Quran and Islam are above being spitted at. Just wasting your time. This is the book. This is the constitution. This is the roadmap. This is the code of ethic for every believing Muslim. Read it. Memorize it. Know it well. You will be wise. You will be blessed. You will be rewarded. You will be amply held in honor here and in the hereafter. This marks the end of today's session. نسأل الله رب العالمين أن يسرنا جميعا وأن يجعل صيامنا مقبولا وقيامنا مقبولا أيضا ونسألك اللهم الرحمة والإيمان والتقوى والصداد والفهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.